broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday, Thanksgiving week. Monday, November the 20th, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour, 37 degrees, and mostly cloudy skies here in the Marion area. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Again, we thank Abby for calling in hour number one, giving us her homemade stuffing recipe, homemade cranberry sauce as well. You know, it's nice, I think, that people who are, you know, under the age of 60 are still cooking and carrying on these recipes. I think that's a big part of the holiday season. I just think that's very, very, very important. So I'm glad she called in, and I'm glad she shared that with us this morning. Coming off the heels of our annual tradition here at the station, our playing of the Phyllis Diller Butterball sketch from 2010. Always fun to hear Phyllis this time of year. And let's see, what else do we have coming up? Well, of course, we have Thanksgiving coming up this coming Thursday. Coming up quick and coming up early. Fruitcake toss coming up on Thursday night, December the 14th at 7 p.m. So far, Ted Jolliffe, Adam, Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, Andy Appafeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, Carrington, Matt, myself, Judy Summers, Glenn Coble, Lee, Glenn Jerome, Tyler Wilson, Bill Collins, Mary Ellen Withrow, Mayor Jack Kellogg, Fruitcake Lily, Pastor Craig, Ted Williams, Sheila Evans, Linda Sims, Linda's husband, Ed, and Caleb Rice, all in the fruitcake toss. 26 people so far, and we've still got about 3 weeks to go for the fruitcake toss. The winner will receive a plaque courtesy of Bob Welsh and will also receive 4 tickets to the Columbus Zoo Lights. What a way to spend the holidays. All right, if you want to enter somebody in the fruitcake toss, you can give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Remember, you can enter anybody you like. Doesn't cost anything. All you have to do is tell them to show up at 685 Delaware Avenue on Thursday night, December 14th at 7 p.m., and we will broadcast this event at 9 p.m. on the 14th. So that's how that will all shake out. But again, if you'd like to nominate somebody, 740-751-4038. Okay. We've got that coming up. And then on Wednesday this week, we've got Bob Welsh coming back to Marion. Started our Thanksgiving tradition with him 3 years ago. Had the turkey pizza. Last year, the pumpkin pie pizza. Not sure what the Thanksgiving pizza will be this year. We'll find out Wednesday morning, 8 a.m. until 12 p.m. Then on Friday, Bob will be in the studio bringing a Christmas pizza. Now, last year, it was the fruitcake pizza. What will it be this year? We'll all find out on Friday morning as we light the WGH Christmas tree. Then coming up December 9th in Caledonia, myself, Carrington, and Matt will be in Caledonia lighting the Caledonia Christmas tree. Looking forward to that. But before that, we learned on Friday that we will be down in Founders Park on the 25th, this coming Saturday, lighting the Marion Christmas tree at 7 o'clock. So don't miss that. Stuff going on all over the place this holiday season. And it's right after the truck parade in downtown Marion this Saturday night. Now, you know, Carrington and Matt, if you listen to the show on Friday night, were working on these carols. Now, clearly, they're not professional singers. But I think they're doing the best that they can. I think they're coming along. Now, I'll read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and we'll also hear from somebody in downtown Marion. But just remember, they're not professional singers. So I think the fact that they're actually doing this is, you know, it's gutsy on their behalf. And I appreciate the fact that they're doing it. So did anybody hear Friday night's program? Do you think we're coming along okay with the ceremony for this coming Saturday in Marion? My goodness, that's only 5 days away. 5 days away. My gosh. And we're going to be in downtown Marion at Founders Park with a crowd, I'm told, will be over 3,000 people for this tree lighting. And I think they're a little nervous. I think they're a little nervous, but I think they'll pull it off just fine. We practiced it the last two Friday nights on the air. I think we got better last week. I think we got more confident in what we're doing. So we'll see. I don't know that either one of them has ever performed in front of a group like that. Certainly not sang in front of a group like that. So that can be a little challenging, a little daunting, if you know what I mean. But in any event, what do you think? You think it's going to come off okay this Saturday? Downtown Marion, 7 o'clock, tree lighting ceremony? 740-751-4038. You know, it's kind of interesting. I was talking to somebody yesterday about coming to this tree lighting ceremony, and I think they're going to come. But, let's just hope nobody's critical of the kids singing. Because I happen to think, they're doing very good with what they have. Again, not professional singers at all. So, we're going to have fun this coming Saturday. If nothing else, we're going to have fun. Busiest travel day of the year coming up on Wednesday. A lot of people are going to be on the road. That's for sure. 49 million people will be on the road this coming Wednesday. My goodness. And most people apparently have to drive 50 miles to their Thanksgiving destination. You know, that's one thing I'm happy about, that I don't have to go anywhere for Thanksgiving. I don't have to drive anywhere. Once I get the food, really on Thanksgiving Day, all I have to do is stay home, prepare the food, and eat the food later in the day when we have Thanksgiving. That is one thing I do not miss, going from place to place on the holidays. That can be rather... I don't know. There's nothing wrong with it if you like to do it, but it's just sometimes it's stressful. I will say that. And like I say, this year I'm really looking forward to Thanksgiving because we've had a few rocky years. I mean, when you think about it, we had the pandemic Thanksgiving in 2020. We had another pandemic Thanksgiving in 2021. And last year's Thanksgiving, for some reason, I don't know what happened last year, but things were a little screwy on Thanksgiving. And I'm glad this year that I think we've pulled all those screws out and won't have any screwy Thanksgivings this year. So happy with that. So Thanksgiving's going to be a lot of fun this year, and I hope it's going to be a lot of fun for you as well. Thanksgiving should be fun. That's what the holidays are all about. So there you go. Okay, 25 minutes past the hour, 37 degrees, mostly cloudy skies here in Marion. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. You know, Thanksgiving, I'll tell you one thing about Thanksgiving. I still haven't got the bread pudding. We'll talk about that as the time goes on here.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Since you're the master of and the professional of broadcasting, but the young people you got with you in the ceremony lighting the tree, I don't know why they are not called professional, but Maybe they don't get paid professional wages. I don't know.
Well,
but I listened to the show, and I called in, naturally, as you know, and I thought they sang very well. And the harmonized, you can't get a better. One's not cutting the other one out and this and that, and they're really, really good. So if I say that, I'm not a professional judge, but what I say is pretty daggone accurate.
Well, I think you're right, and I think that they are definitely professional broadcasters. I think on their behalf that they are nervous. So I guess
they are professional broadcasters, then you do pay them. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But they're
pros, you know, that all. And you know what? A professional just don't happen overnight, and those young people are barely into the 20s. So, man, they're just coming out of school, college, and whatever, and working hard and meeting a job, both of them working well and everything. So I have to stick up with them, and I won't ever let them go because whatever they choose their future, why, I think they're doing a very good job. So
So do I. I just think they are worried about not being professional singers, and I'm not a professional singer either, and I think they're a little nervous about that. That has been the long-standing conversation since we got booked to do these things, and I think I'm not nervous for them. I think they'll do fine.
You mean people coming into the area of Popcorn Festival, and they got a big write-up and big billboards and stuff like that? Well, I have to disagree. They're very good. And you know, Scott, the way you pulled that off there Friday night, if you can replay that and the way you introduced things and everything and then had that other song coming in there that you chose and kind of him hauled around all of you and come up with that one, who was this professional singer that sang that last song that you got there, Jingle Bells and
we got Jingle Bells and We Wish You a Merry Christmas, and we added Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Andy Williams.
Yeah, yeah, when you guys come up with that and there was a little bit of discrepancy there among you three trying to make a thing. Bloody, that was a good one, Scott. That fit in, and that was the highlight, in my opinion, of closing out the show. And you done a good job on that one. And like I say, you talking there, introducing them and everything, and their names was, oh my goodness, where else are you going to see in the professional world the names like that?
I know, Claxton and Fruity C. I mean, you can't get that anywhere else.
Well, you know what? I'd like to hear them someday, sometime, and to show my request for maybe next year or even this year. But they're young people. I'd like to hear them sing some young songs that I don't even know nothing about, never heard of in my life, but I'd just like them to sing some of their things that they like that when they hear me talk, they say, well, I never heard of that in my life. Old man like that old guy. He just rattles on. Hey, have a good morning, Scott. Anything else you got to say?
No, I think we're. But I think they might be singing at the Fruitcake Toss too. So there might be an event there.
Oh my goodness! Is that going to be before a big pep rally or something, so we can really throw it, or is it going to be afterwards when we're sad and need to be perked up that we didn't win?
Well, you know, I think it'll probably be the way we'll end, because we'll send everybody off on a high note, even the people who didn't win that night. We'll have to pep them up when it's over.
I know. If you have the eggnog milked up with some kind of high energy boost, well, they'll be high, all right.
Watch it.
Hey, I'll see you later, Scott.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, 740-751-4038. 30 minutes past the hour. Phone lines open here, 740-751-4038. You know, I don't know if the eggnog will have any libations in it that night, but I'm sure Glenn Coble will be libationed up. He tends to get libationed up at these fruitcake tosses. I don't know how that happens. I don't know where it comes from. Doesn't come from me, but that's the way that goes. So, what can you do? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. No, I think, you know, they're not professional singers. That's tough. And certainly I'm not a professional singer, if you've ever heard me try to sing something. But I think that's what's making them nervous. Now, I told them, I said, listen, you don't have to be a professional singer to sing Christmas songs. People do that all year round. I
I don't know. I think they'll be fine. I think it'll be fine. I think once they get out there Saturday, you know, they're going to come a little early, and I'll be there a little early. So if they want to run it through before we do the thing, light the tree on Saturday, we can do that. I think it'll be fine. But as far as broadcasters goes, I certainly think that they're professional broadcasters. They've really come a long, long way since Matt joined us back in May and Carrington joined us in beginning of July. So they've been with us for a while now. And boy, I'll tell you, if they did not show you their wares on election night, I don't know. They both did great. Let's put it that way. Along with everybody else who was involved on election night. So, you know, we got a nice professional bunch here. I don't think there's a person on this station who I would not consider a professional broadcaster, from Pastor Craig, Pastor Whitaker, Adam, Carrington, Matt, Linda, Sean, Terry, the whole gang around here. I know I'm probably going to leave somebody out. What a good group. What a good group we have around here. And I certainly do appreciate that. All right. If you want to enter somebody in the fruitcake toss or have anything else on your mind, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, we've certainly upped our fruitcake toss, that's for sure. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, I was hoping to speak with Nisa Stump, Digital Marketing Manager.
No, I think you have the wrong number.
Is this not the Anthropic Learning Company?
Nope, wrong number.
All right, see, apologies.
Yep, scratch me off your list. I don't know what that was. Nobody named Nisa here. If she's here, she's hiding in the closet. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, you never know what'll happen on Thanksgiving week. What did he say? The learning company? Something like that? I don't know what that was. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you left one out in the broadcasting, and I think you and the person you left out is my opinion of the season of broadcasting people, and that would be Adam.
Adam? Oh, yes, absolutely, Adam. Adam does a great job.
Well, you got to get on the ball and include this for all the cast out of the Columbus area and the Marion area. And boy, you're just growing and growing. Are there going to be north, south, east, and west area here before long?
All over, though. They won't be able to get rid of us.
Well, no. You're a team, see? And once they get the idea, everybody knows that they're a team, it'll be great. And I think you got a nice little team right there that's going to perform over the weekend.
I think so. Thank you. Yeah, I think we do have a nice group here, and it is a team atmosphere. In the past, I mean, we've worked together, and certainly we've all been friendly, but I don't know that we've had a team like this before. It really is a nice team atmosphere. We all get along, we all have a good time, and that's maybe why the holidays are looking really positive this year, because we do like to spend time with each other. We get along just fine, and, you know, that's a... You know what it is? I'll tell you, here's what the thing is. You've got to be able to trust people. And I would trust any of these people with just about anything. And I think in the past, not that I would say that people weren't trustworthy, but they just weren't people, I don't know, some of them, who I necessarily would have trusted with the nuclear codes. Nuclear. As it's supposed to be said. I think that's probably it. And that's all. And it doesn't make people bad people or anything like that. Just a different group of people. They can go share their nuclear codes with other people now, which I think is nice as well. Heaven forbid. Everybody needs to be happy. 740-751-4038. Again, Fruitcake Toss December 14th, 7 p.m. So not only are we going to try to have Buckeyes there, a plaque, family four-pack to the Columbus Zoo Lights. We're really sprucing this fruitcake toss up this year, I'm telling you. Also, singing.
from our official fruitcake mascots, the elves, Fruity C, and Claxton, which is exactly where you want to be. All right, again, does anybody want to put anybody in the fruitcake toss? Maybe we'll get over 30 today. We only need four more people to get over 30. We got last year's champion in there, Ed, which is a nice thing. So, again, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And I'm still working on the bread pudding, even though I did have it at Der Dutchman last weekend. For some reason, it did not taste exactly like I remember it. Now, I don't know why that is. There was something a little different about it. I don't know. Just a twinge different than how I remember it. All right. Well, you know what? Let's see here. We've got Thanksgiving coming up, as everybody knows. Let's see if there's something. Okay, here we go. We like to do the family feud here on this program. I have a Thanksgiving family feud question for you. How about this? Okay. There are 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. The Thanksgiving family feud question is, well, I guess these are things associated with Thanksgiving. Is pretty much what this is. Things associated with Thanksgiving. The top 7. Does anybody have the answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Top 7 things associated with Thanksgiving. And I get, well, they're all food. Let's put it that way. Top 7 foods associated with Thanksgiving. Go ahead, caller.
Turkey.
Turkey, number 1 on the list. You got it. Can't have Thanksgiving without the turkey. Turkey, number 1 on the list. 40 people said turkey. So we've got 6 answers left to go here. Go ahead, caller.
I won't give a boring answer, so how about shopping, Christmas shopping? A lot of stores are open Thursday, and stores are all open on Friday.
No shopping on the list.
Nobody shops on Thursday?
You know, I don't know. What stores are open this year? I know some of them have closed.
Kroger's open till 5. I saw that at the store near my abode.
Right. But I'm talking about retail shopping.
I know Menards is closed. It's kind of controversial. Should stores be open on Thursday or not? And that's kind of a political issue and an intriguing and sometimes amusing one. So I can give a boring answer like turkey, but I'll try to find something else. Another answer would be a day off of work or day off of school.
No days off. And we just got turkey right before you called in.
I'm striking out, am I not?
I know. You'll get there.
Okay. Final answer, watching football or other sports.
No football, but what are you thankful for this year?
What am I thankful? Thankful that I'm still alive. That's always a good thing.
That's a positive, sure.
Every day I wake up and I'm still alive and, goodness sake, still cute. Can't fight that.
No, you certainly can't. Well, thanks, Adam.
Okay, have a nice day.
Bye-bye. You know, I always go down those roads, and I, you know, when I start down the road, I think, well, should I go down this road? And yet, I still do. Turkey, number 1 on the list. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Stuffing.
Stuffing, number 3 on the list. You got it. Stuffing, number 3 on the list. 15 people said stuffing. So we got turkey, number 1, 40 people. Stuffing, number 3, 15 people. Go ahead, caller.
How about pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin pie is number 7 on the list. 2 people said pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie on the list at number 7. So we've got turkey, stuffing, and pumpkin pie at this particular point. All right, let's go back to the phones here and see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce. Yes, number four on the list. You got it.
Cranberry sauce comes in at number four on the list. So we've got turkey, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie right now. Well, we had a call coming in. Well, maybe we have a call coming in there. Sometimes the phones have to catch up here. Go ahead, caller.
What about green bean casserole?
Green bean casserole, number five on the list. You got it.
You know, I've never understood green bean casserole, but it is number five on the list here. All right, let's see where we go. Go ahead, caller.
Are these all food answers?
They are all food, yes.
Okay, I was going to say the Macy's are at the Thanksgiving Day Parade, but if they're all food answers, that wouldn't be on there.
No. So do you have a food?
Some people have ham for Thanksgiving.
No ham on the list.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just have turkey and stuffing and be boring, right?
You have to do it sometimes.
All right, no ham on the list. We've got turkey was number one, stuffing was number three, cranberry sauce number four, green bean casserole number five, and pumpkin pie was number seven.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's say mashed potatoes or yams.
Mashed potatoes, yeah, well, mashed potatoes is number two. Yes, we got it.
Okay.
Mashed potatoes, number two on the list. One left to go here. We've got turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, cranberry sauce, green bean casserole, pumpkin pie, and one more to go. Go ahead, caller.
How about gravy to go with the mashed potatoes?
No gravy on the list, thank goodness. Thank you.
No gravy on the list here today. Turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, cranberry sauce, green bean casserole, pumpkin pie. One answer left.
Go ahead, caller.
What about a pecan pie?
No pecan pie.
No pecan pie on the list here today. Turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, cranberry sauce, green bean casserole, pumpkin pie. Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead.
Let's just try the yams.
Yeah, the yam? Yep. Yams are number, what is that? Six on the list. You got it, Nat. That rounds out our list.
That takes care of the list. Turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, cranberry sauce, green bean casserole, sweet potatoes, yams, and pumpkin pie. What is the difference between a sweet potato and a yam? Now, I know they are sold differently in the stores. Does anybody know the difference between a sweet potato and a yam? I have no idea what the difference is there, but I think there are two. I think they have a different type of meaning, I guess. Who knows? Let's see here. Let's see if we can get another answer up here. Okay. Well, this is an interesting one. Name a type of pie you eat at Thanksgiving. Now, there are eight answers here. A type of pie you eat on Thanksgiving. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. A type of pie that you eat on Thanksgiving. Isn't this interesting? Eight big answers. All pies at this particular point.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'll try the pecan again.
Still no pecan? Well, no, wait. Oh, pecan. Wait a second. Number five.
Okay.
Pecan, number five on the list. Pecan is number five on the list here. A type of pie that you would have on Thanksgiving. Pecan, number five.
Go ahead, caller.
How about apple?
Apple's number one on the list. You got it.
Apple, number one on the list. Pecan, number five.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, the pumpkin.
Pumpkin's number two. You got it.
Pumpkin actually comes in at number two following apple pie. How about that? Who would have thunk that for Thanksgiving?
People polled here. Go ahead, caller.
Not sure this will be on the list, but I like it. Lemon meringue.
Lemon meringue is number 4 on the list.
Okay.
Thank you.
Lemon meringue shows up at number 4 on the list. Apple, pumpkin, lemon meringue, and pecan so far. Or pecan, however you say it.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say cherry.
Cherry's number 3 on the list. That's right.
Cherry, number 3 on the list here today. Apple, pumpkin, cherry, lemon meringue, pecan.
Pies for Thanksgiving. Go ahead, caller.
There's a sweet potato pie, right?
There is a sweet potato pie, but not on this list.
What about coconut cream pie?
Coconut cream is number 7.
Okay, well, I thought I would give it a whirl.
You
Thank
got
you.
It.
Coconut cream comes in at number 7 on the list. So two answers left. What are they? Pies on Thanksgiving.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try strawberry rhubarb.
Strawberry rhubarb's number 8 on the list. You got it.
Strawberry rhubarb, number 8 on the list. So one answer left here. Pies on Thanksgiving.
Go ahead, caller.
What about peach?
No peach on the list.
You know, I personally like peach pie. I think peach pie is a great pie. Type of pie for Thanksgiving, 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. No mincemeat, but a good guess.
No mincemeat, but not a bad guess here. We'll keep trying.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try coconut cream.
We got coconut cream.
Oh, you did?
We did.
I didn't hear that one. Okay.
Coconut cream already on our list here. 49 minutes past the hour. Type of pie for Thanksgiving. Let's see what we're getting here. Go ahead, caller.
We're going to try something new this year. I don't know if it'll be on the list, a raspberry pie.
No raspberry pie on the list. Sounds good, but not on the list.
Okay. No raspberry pie on the list here. What is our missing pie that we do not have yet this year?
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try a mincemeat pie.
No mincemeat on the list.
No mincemeat on the list here. Name a type of pie. All right, let's give it a try here again.
Go ahead, caller.
What about chocolate?
No chocolate.
No chocolate pie on the list. Type of pie for Thanksgiving. This is what we're looking for.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's try the banana cream pie.
No banana cream.
No banana cream pie on the list here this year. Name a type of pie for Thanksgiving. Apple, pumpkin, cherry, lemon meringue, pecan, coconut cream, and strawberry rhubarb. We've got those, but there is still one type of pie left. It's number 6 on the list.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try a raisin pie.
No raisin.
No raisin pie on the list here. All right, types of pie. What we're talking about here today. Is your mouth watering for Thanksgiving?
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try the butterscotch pie.
No butterscotch.
No butterscotch pie on the list. As we're all getting hungry for Thanksgiving coming up in just a few days here.
Holy moly. Go ahead, caller.
Are you still doing the pie? Because still? I think I'm up.
Yep.
Wet. Okay. A pizza is a pie, but that's probably not there. But it's such an intriguing answer, it might be. So, a really good answer, but it's probably not there. So instead, I will say a chocolate pie or chocolate cream if somebody didn't already say that.
No chocolate.
And nobody said pizza pie,
nope,
right?
No pizza.
Don't you like pizza on Thanksgiving? Aren't you having a Thanksgiving pizza on Wednesday?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I have pizza on Thanksgiving.
Okay, well, I'll take pizza any day of the week. All right, we'll see you later.
All right.
No pizza on Thanksgiving. Apple, pumpkin, cherry, lemon meringue, pecan, coconut cream, strawberry, rhubarb. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
What about cranberry pie?
No cranberry.
No cranberry. Oh, I guess we are having a pizza on Wednesday, not Thursday. So that's how that all works out. Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try like a berry pie. Blackberry, raspberry, something in that order.
No berries on the list.
Oh, okay.
No berry pie on the list here today. Type of pie for Thanksgiving. This is what we're looking for.
Go ahead, caller.
Why, Scott, they circling around your favorite pie from the favorite person that always fixed you a pie. Is that the one that you're looking for?
You know, that's lemon pie, and no lemon pie on the list.
Oh, how could you and Phyllis ever live that list down? You'll never play that list again. Right. That's no good without a lemon pie.
No, what one and done. We'll have to throw this list out.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Favorite type of Thanksgiving pie. Which one are we missing here? All
right, go ahead, caller.
Let's go kind of out and say, how about a chicken or turkey pot pie?
No chicken or turkey.
Pot pie? Okay, pot pie.
No pot pies.
No pot pies on the list here today. Type of pie for Thanksgiving. Apple, pumpkin, cherry, lemon meringue, pecan, coconut cream, and strawberry rhubarb is what we have so far. One pie left, and it was number 6 on the list. Does anybody know what it is? Little bit of a stumper here on Thanksgiving week, 54 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a type of pie you would have on Thanksgiving. Apple was 1, 29 people said apple. Pumpkin was 2, 23 people said pumpkin. Cherry was 3, 21 people said cherry. Lemon meringue was number 4, 11 people said lemon meringue. Pecan was 5, 9 people said pecan. Coconut cream was 7, 2 people said coconut cream. Strawberry rhubarb was 8, 2 people said strawberry rhubarb. But there is still one left on the list, number 5, no 6, number 6 on the list. Does anybody know what it would be? A type of pie that you serve on Thanksgiving. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What pie are we missing here? You know, I was surprised that apple was number 1, just slightly beating out pumpkin, which I think is probably the most traditional Thanksgiving pie. You've got your cherry. You've got your lemon meringue. You got your pecan. You got your coconut cream. You got your strawberry rhubarb. Which one are we missing here? We're under 5 minutes now. 55 minutes past the hour here. Who's going to be the smart one who jumps in here and gets the missing pie? 740-751-4038. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm thinking of kiwi pie.
Not a kiwi, but a good guess.
Not a kiwi pie. But now we're under 4 minutes left to go. Name a type of pie for Thanksgiving. Apple, pumpkin, cherry, lemon meringue, pecan, coconut cream,
strawberry rhubarb, one left to go, in under 4 minutes. Matter of fact, we're approaching the three-minute mark here. Which pie are we missing? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 57 minutes past the hour.
Go ahead, caller.
Does this ingredients come from a tree or the ground?
I'm going to say...
It comes from a ground, naturally, but like strawberries are out of a tree.
You know, I'm going to say out of a tree.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
I'm going to say that the item here, I think it comes out of a tree, as a matter of fact. Yes, they do come out of a tree, I'm pretty sure, as near as I can tell here. Maybe a vine or a tree. It's an interesting pie. It's become kind of well-known the last couple years, maybe last 10 years, something like that. Go ahead, caller.
About blueberry.
Not blueberry. Good guess. Go ahead, caller. No, we didn't.
Is it key lime?
Key lime, absolutely. Now, key...
Okay,
gotta get
that.
Okay, bye-bye.
Key lime, absolutely. Key lime was the one that we missed, and that came in at number 6 on the list. So the most popular pies at Thanksgiving, apple number 1, pumpkin number 2, cherry number 3, lemon meringue number 4, pecan 5, key lime 6, coconut cream 7, and strawberry rhubarb was 8. And that rounds out our Thanksgiving pies. All right, we've still got two more big shows before Thanksgiving. Wednesday, don't forget the big Thanksgiving program. Bob Welsh will be here with some kind of Thanksgiving pizza. Turkey pizza 2 years ago. Last year, the pumpkin pie pizza. What will it be this year? Friday, we've got the big Christmas pizza, fruitcake pizza last year. Don't know what it'll be this year. The big tree lighting ceremony in Founders Park in downtown Marion on Saturday, 7 p.m. Carrington, Matt, and myself will be down there ringing in the season on Saturday. And, of course, the fruitcake toss will be happening on December 14th at 7 p.m., and we've already got 26 people in the fruitcake toss. If you'd like to nominate somebody, call and nominate them. We'll get them in December 14th, 7 p.m. here in Marion. Winner will receive a plaque, thanks to Bob Welsh, and 4 passes to the Columbus Zoo Lights. And there will be singing that night and possibly other things. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
And then just...
I just made up that answer.